A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters. Hello, my name is Audrey, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hi, I'm Ash, and my pronouns are she, her.
And this week we're rating and reviewing the 13th year.
And we're the Siren Sisters.
And we're also those. Those as well.
And we're still the Siren Sisters, guys.
Yeah. We've lured in at least three men to their deaths, I assume.
Yeah, it's an official title at this point. We've passed the test. Mm-hmm. Men are dead.
Yay!
So yeah, the 13th year, an iconic DCOM Disney Channel original movie.
Okay, that's funny though, because I never saw it before.
Before, like right now when we watched it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, never in my life.
Oh my god!
I think I'd seen the tuba scene because they would play it on Disney as like one of their little, you know, they'd play like little, this is Disney Channel, and they'd have like little clips and stuff, and they'd always show that little tuba farting in the water. But I That's it. I've never seen this movie.
I am shocked. This is like a main part of my mermaid development as a young child.
Tell me about did you have a crush on Cody?
Of course I did. We all did.
Interesting.
I don't remember the acting being the way it was when I was a child.
Wow.
That was certainly...
Yeah, we were
different. I remember wanting to name my firstborn son Cody.
That is so pivotal. Wow. That made a huge impression.
It really did. That's not anymore. Nice. I mean, I haven't had any firstborn sons, so I guess there's still a chance, but
I mean, we could always get a goldfish, name it Cody.
Yeah, I'll name him Cody.
Oh, that'd be so cute if we had an official Siren Sisters aquarium with like little fishies.
Aww. That sounds nice.
Right, isn't it?
We'll start a Patreon and you guys can become patrons and sponsor our little goldfish tank.
For every 28 cents that we get, we'll put another goldfish in. But you have to donate 28 cents exactly.
Right.
It was released 1999, right?
Yes.
1999, we did not have cable, and the only time we would watch like Nickelodeon or Disney was when we would go over to friends' houses or over to my grandparents' house, and that was only during like Christmas and Easter. So I was not watching Disney Channel as much during this time, which I think it makes sense why it missed me, but I never saw it on like reruns or anything either.
Yeah, I definitely remember. I was thinking it was the early 2000s. I mean, I know that's only like a year off, but 1999, like, I definitely didn't see it when it came out because same, we didn't get cable for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I must have had like, maybe I had a VHS of it or something because I watched it a lot.
Oh, wow. It must have been on rotation in the summer months. I feel like I saw it on the TV guide, like scrolling through channels.
It had to have been.
It must have. I would love to know what the VHS looks like of this, like what they picked for the cover art.
Yeah. Well, the cover that I have here that I'm looking at, I don't know what's on the VHS, but it's Cody on the back of a boat and he's got like his arms behind his head and his feet are in the water, but his legs are scaly, and then there's like a tail flipping up.
I've seen that. Yeah. I feel
like that's the cover that they use for everything.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. The tagline says, Cody's not just growing up, he's growing fins.
I love early Disney puns. I find them delightful.
They got jokes for days.
They truly do. They will make anything a poorly worded pun if...
Oh, yeah.
You know, or so help them.
Yeah, they'll put like Tastic on the back end of anything. Like Fintastic. I don't know what else. Anything Tastic.
Yeah.
They just thought that was the funniest shit they've ever heard.
Yep. I was going to say Butt-tastic, and that wasn't.
Butt-tastic?
It's never been a thing that Disney has said.
No, they didn't start saying like button stuff till like recently.
Oh, yeah. No, it's crazy. Anyway. Yeah. So we're you have a synopsis for us.
Yeah, let's dive right in to this plot here. So we open up with a wonderful shot of just a mermaid swimming through the water. It's like we're underwater, like the camera's underwater looking up, and she's silhouetted against the sun. She's swimming around. We are in some kind of bay, ocean.
Yeah.
Really unclear where we're at. I don't think they say in the movie.
No, they and truly don't.
Doesn't say in the synopsis either. So,
undisclosed nautical location.
Yeah, absolutely. So this mermaid's swimming around. We see she has a baby in her arms. There's also a fisherman on a boat, and he has this little like sonar thing, and it starts beeping, and he's like, "Whoa, the biggest fish I've ever seen." He doesn't sound like that at all, but there's a big fish. I don't remember.
He had classic, I'm a goofy dad voice.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I went for that, I guess. He was goofy dad vibes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But he starts like chasing her around. He's like, this fish has to be like 100 pounds. I was like, well, she's human sized, so that checks out. But so she's swimming around.
Thin.
Yes. She could be like 200 pounds. You don't know.
You never know.
So I don't think we actually know why she feels the need to bring her baby to the surface, but she like has him, and as she's being chased, she like hides between a couple boats and he's about to find her. So she's like, oop, and she just dumps him in a little side basket on a boat and then swims off.
Yep. Yep.
So
I was like, oh man, that's the coffee on top of the car, like forgotten.
Yes.
Gone.
Like, I was thinking there was a reason that she did it, but she really just dumps him off there, and we don't know why.
Yeah, well, she's, like, hiding him. I guess she, I don't know. It was, like, the vibes were very much, like, I exist. La, la, la. Oh, no, I'm spotted. Gotta go.
Yeah, but, like, why are you swimming around at the top of the water in a bay if you don't want to be spotted?
Great question.
I don't know.
Mermaid babies have to be raised on land. That's where they learn English.
Yeah. I don't know. The lore is a little confusing for us.
Yeah, no clue.
The fisherman's name is Big John, by the way.
I love that.
Big John Wheatley. So the boat that Cody gets dumped in end up being his adoptive parents. Undisclosed names. I'm sure they say it at some point, but I forget.
Mom
and dad. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wow, we can't have kids. Let's adopt this baby we found. Okay.
Wait, do they explicitly say that they are not able to bear children?
I thought so.
Oh, okay. I think I was laughing too much about how they were like, what is that sound? Oh, that's a baby.
A baby crying.
Weird.
Can we keep him?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't say that.
No, they might. I have no idea. I was laughing. I was laughing a lot.
Yeah, they just decide to keep him, which is fine. And then we flash forward. He's 15, I guess, and it's coming up on his birthday.
He's 12?
15.
What?
Oh, wait. He's 12.
Like, wait, no, am I
high? 16th birthday is the important one, right?
The 13th
the 13th year. So he's 15. To be fair, these don't look like 12-year-old actors.
No, they don't, but they're pretty close, which is interesting.
They are young, which is a change for a lot of Disney things.
Yeah, they could definitely be like, I don't know, high schoolers?
Sure, 15.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's 12,
Yeah, he's 12.
He's on the swim team, which is ironic because, you know, he's a merman, but he doesn't know it yet. So he's one of the faster swimmers on the team. And this girl called Sam, she gets a crush on him. And it's a lot of like very classic, like, oh, look at him and like look away and tuck my hair behind my ear. Like,
it really is. They like, she's like, oh, do you want to walk home together? And then they hold hands briefly.
Yes. It was like, oh, I guess they're dating now.
Yeah. So before they're in the school, I think it cuts to Cody living on his, like, they're on the boat that they use for boat tours. And he has to, like, get from his boat back to school for this swim meet. And because of the problems on the tour boat, like, it's just not running right now, he is going to be late for the swim meet. So he's, like, running with his little legs. He's running all through town. He has to get on a ferry to get back to school. And the ferry is already left. And instead of him just waiting for the next one and being late and being reasonable, he just dives in the water after the boat.
So unsafe.
So unsafe.
He could have got sucked right under that boat.
Yeah. We were both like, boat safety at this point.
101.
But he swims so fast that he beat the boat to the shore. So that was like really, I felt like that was foreshadowing.
Yeah. Like, wow, he's such a good swimmer.
He's so good in the water.
Weird.
But yes, they're like at the swim meet and he doesn't win. His buddy Sean always wins and like, but they're both really good. So it's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's his buddy Sean is like, is faster than Cody from what I can understand.
Historically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like they're bros fighting against each other all the time. Whatever.
Rivals.
Yeah, classic, they're rivals.
Classic shonen trope.
Yeah. Frenemies, I would say. So
in
we
Pokemon-
find out. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, in Pokemon, you have to have a rival because it makes you better as a trainer.
Wow. I'm sure it makes him a better swimmer.
That's what I'm assuming. Because this is a shonen anime.
Yes.
This movie should have been an animated movie.
Yeah, I think it would have been better. Mm-hmm. But we find out that Cody is failing in biology. Mm. And he gets partnered up with a nerd in class whose name is Jess. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jess's dad is the fisherman from the beginning. Oh, by the way, after Mr. Fisherman sees this mermaid, he obviously becomes completely obsessed with mermaids.
I mean,
as you do.
Yeah. You've like, if I saw a vampire in real life, I'd be like, wow, I believe in vampires now.
Yeah. I got to find one now.
Right.
I need proof.
This is my thing now.
Yeah, which, you know, same. I would have done the same thing. Anyways, his son is Jess, and he's, like, a nerd who plays the tuba. And they have, like, a band at their swim meets, which makes no sense.
That was crazy. You can't have a band, a live brass band, in a swimming pool auditorium. It's so
echoey.
It'd
be echoey. So
echoey. It'd be so loud.
It made no sense.
There were a lot of things that didn't make sense in this movie. And him turning into a mermaid was not the most egregious.
Right. That I was following that part.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this makes sense. It was everything else.
Yeah. So we find out Jess is like a big nerd. And Cody gets partnered up with him in this biology class for whatever. And this synopsis does skip a few things, so if there's anything big that pops out to you, please interrupt me.
Oh, sure.
I know we have his birthday party, which is in this time frame.
Yeah.
So they're having, like, his big 13th birthday bash, and, like, all his friends are there. And why don't you tell them what Sam gives him as a birthday present?
Oh, this is delightful. So, like, he goes off to get a drink of water because he's starting to get real thirsty already, which is, like, one of the symptoms of being a mermaid. Merman, whatever. And Sam, who's his little girlfriend now, she sees him go off alone. And she's like, ooh, this is my opportunity. So she goes to give him the gift privately. And he opens it up and it's a photo of her.
Classic.
Oh, it was so good. And she was like, there's also one other thing. Tucks hair behind ear. And they do a little kiss. And he gives her a little electric shock. And they're all like, oh, that was so weird. Why don't we try again? And she's all like, later. Like, she's got moves.
She does.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. And Jess shows up to the party with a gift. Oh. And Sean is there and kind of is like, what's this nerd doing at your party? Are you guys friends?
He's such a jerk.
He's a jackass. And Cody's kind of like, not really. We're not really friends. Like, I don't know. Kind of blows him off, which is bad news.
Yeah, and Jess realizes that, you know, well, that he could hear them talking shit about him, basically. Yeah. And Jess is like, I'm going to go, which is so valid. But he brought a gift, and I was like, Cody, you better turn this around. Otherwise, I hate you.
Yeah, and Sean's like, hey, Jess, do you want to go swimming with us? And Jess can't swim. Mm. So it's an obvious jab at him. And it's just, it was mean.
Yeah, it was mean. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So Cody's mom goes to talk to Jess and she's like, oh, are you one of Cody's friends? And he's like, ugh, not really.
No.
So angsty. But he gives the mom the present and it's I guess that's later, but it's a nice gift.
Yeah. I forget when he opens it, but
later.
The next morning, he wakes up and he's officially 13 now.
Wow.
And he feels weird. Mm. So his alarm clock goes off and he smacks it and completely zaps the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, whoa, that's weird.
He ignores his new symptoms, which I would do too.
Yes, completely ignores it. He goes downstairs, grabs some milk/orange juice carton, and his hand sticks to it. And he's like, this is weird. And we're all like, is he Spider-Man now? He's sticking to things. How is this related to mermaids?
Yep.
We can only assume octopus powers, I guess, is what we decided.
Yeah, that's what I kind of decided in my brain to make it okay. Because I was like, fish scales don't just stick to stuff. Like, it's not like their function.
Yeah, so, that doesn't really make sense, but
unless he's now covered in like a thin layer of mucus.
Maybe. But at one point he's like sticks himself to the ceiling, and that seems pretty strong for mucus.
I think it's octopus powers.
Sure. He doesn't have suckers, but we're not worried about it, I guess. So he decides to keep his powers a secret, as you would, except for he goes to Jess for help.
Yeah. Well, and Jess is like, so he saved Jess earlier because he fell in the pool and now they're lab partners. So they kind of have this like, they have the beginnings of like an okay friendship, but he's like, well, this guy's a nerd. He's not going to judge me because he's a freak. And I'm a freak now, too. So I think that's why. Because apparently in the 90s, if you were any slightly off of normal, you're a freak.
Yeah, Jess explains being a nerd by, like, people who have hobbies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, you have friends. Nerds have hobbies. It's like, what?
We have special interests.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
But they strike a bargain that if Cody teaches Jess how to swim, he'll try to figure out what the hell's going on with him.
Yeah.
Basically. So
it's fine.
We get a science montage of the various tests. So they try, I think they have him hold like a light bulb and the light bulb turns on. They have him like stick to the walls. They have him talk to the fish in his fish tank.
Yeah.
He like commands it. He's like, you jump, and it flies out of the fish tank.
Oh,
which,
boy.
Okay, he's Aquaman now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like swimming really fast. And sometimes when he gets wet, scales start to appear on his palms and eventually like down his forearms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is cool. I've always loved the scales. I liked the colors and I liked them.
Yeah, they're good. I like it. They're like bluish, and eventually he gets like an arm fin, which is super cool.
Yeah, even cooler.
Yeah, love it. 10 out of 10 as far as that goes.
Yeah. So Jess, I think Jess at one point is talking to his dad, or he's like kind of researching stuff, and his dad walks in. He's like, why are you touching my things? And Jess is like, no reason, dad. What if you told me everything you know about mermaids, though?
Very unsubtle.
Yeah, yeah.
So and he does.
Yeah, he sure does. And there's like some old book with like an illustration that looks exactly like Cody's fins. My favorite trope. An ancient text.
It also has specifically the right quote for this specific situation.
Yes.
It, like, mermaids in their 13th year of life will, like, grow. Like, it's like baby mermaids can be on land and water, and during their 13th year, they have fish puberty. And it's like, oh, this is exactly the information I needed.
Yeah, and Jess is like, how long ago did you see your mermaid, Dad? And he's like, 13 years.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. And Jess is like, wow! Cody's a mermaid.
The coincidences are piling up.
Right.
I think we're also getting a little bit more flavor throughout of, like, his symptoms getting worse. Like,
yeah.
he's holding up the water fountain line super long.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps trying to excuse himself to go get water. And there was something else. Like, he's avoiding swim practice.
Yeah, he's also having dreams where he's swimming in the water, he can breathe water, and he's seeing his mother in the dreams.
Weird.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. She's also hanging out in the water, like hiding behind a buoy, watching him.
Just normal things. I mean, yeah. I guess she knows, like, oh, it's the 13th year.
Yeah. He like goes out to swim by himself and he feels great. And the scales and stuff don't pop back up. So he's like, oh, I guess it's done now. And he just decides to like go back to swim practice.
Yep. Yep. Oh, well. And it's still kind of random when the scales appear, because he swims in the ocean for a while and there's no scales. But then when he's on the beach later, he looks down and he's like, ah, dang it. I do have super fins. And then Sam comes over and she's like, oh, hey, you want to hang out? And he's like, no, actually, go away.
No, not at all. I have to think.
I have to be a man out here all by myself.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I guess, bye.
She's like, you're kind of a jerk right now. And he's like, oh, sorry, ish. But, yeah. Oh, I think at this point, he's complaining to his parents. And then his parents are like, yeah, we should probably take you to a doctor.
Oh, yes, yes. Because at first, they're like, the mom's like, no doctors. Doctors are quacks. I only believe in natural, holistic medicine. And I was like, that's weird, but okay.
Why is that a thing in this movie?
Yeah, it was very strange. But then I think maybe he shows them the arm fins.
Yeah.
Or just the scales. And they're like, okay, I guess maybe it is doctor time.
But the doctor is actually a quack, because at the end of their doctor appointment, it's like, yeah, no, you're just going through puberty. And he's like, I don't think that's right. And Jess is like, no, you're a mermaid. You're a merman.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Boy.
That so his parents freak out. They're like, I don't want you being a test subject in a military base or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're going to do, but they're like, we'll just hang tight and figure it out. But Cody's like, I'm an angsty teenager. I'm going to the swim meet.
I actually have a life and I can't just like hide under a rock because I have weird fins, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, we got to stay on the DL. He's like, ugh, but my life. I loved this. I was like, oh, yeah, that is what teenagers are like. That's yeah. what I was like.
That's fair. But yeah, he just like busts into the swim meet, which is the state, its actual state. Like, they qualified for the finals at the previous race, and now this is state. So he's like, I have to go swim because it's state. It's a big deal.
I have to prove myself.
Yeah, I'm a man now. So he swims, and Sean's in the race with him. So it's, like, a big deal. They're racing against each other. And Cody, like, beats him by, like, a 2 or 3 body lengths. Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're comparing their dicks in this whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, no, he beats him in the race. Everybody's really happy. And Cody forgets that he has a condition and just totally like raises his finny arms out of the water. Not subtle, bro.
Yeah. And Jess's dad is in the stadiums like with binoculars. Just staring, like focusing his binoculars, and he sees the fins, and so we're like, oh no, what's gonna happen? And like, oh, Cody God. Sees his fins, he's like, oh shit, I gotta get out of here. So he puts his hands down to get out of the pool, and he electric shocks the shit out of the pool, which, to be fair, should have killed all the children inside.
I thought it like went up to the scoreboard.
It did.
Okay,
but it was definitely like wet.
Yeah, like, no, it
the
was.
The pool water's right there.
I don't know how he did that, but I'm just going to chalk it up to Disney magic.
Sure. But yeah, he electrifies it and just runs away. He runs to the locker rooms.
Yeah, he runs away and Sean is like, hey, you punk, you cheated. I hate you. Like, I'm going to find out what the fuck you did because there's no way you're faster than me. And he's like, looking for Cody, and Cody's on the ceiling. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's stuck to the ceiling with his Superman powers.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, but he like sneaks out, and his parents happen to be driving by at that moment. They're like, come on. So he jumps in the van and they drive him home, and they're like, what the heck happened? He's like, don't worry, I don't think anybody saw me. And then Jess busts in. He's like, everybody saw, and everybody's talking about what happened.
Well, and Jess is like, I saw the whole thing. It's so funny. And then I think Sam followed, and she comes in, and she sees his fin arms, and she faints immediately.
Yup, like you do. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, she comes back too, and he's like, don't worry, I'm the same guy you just dated. And she's like, okay, I guess, but you lied to me, but okay, I guess I'm going to go with this. So Cody is still feeling like this draw to the ocean and his mom. And let me see what happens here.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's oddly a lot that happens.
Yeah, the ending is really packed full. So Cody just jumps into the water and he does see his mom. And there's like, whenever they reach out to touch their hands, there's like this light.
Yeah.
And they do end up touching hands, which glow.
It's mermaid
but
magic.
The happy reunion is cut short because Jess's dad, Big John, is out there in his fishing boat looking for Cody / mermaid / Cody mermaid.
he's looking for that mermom.
Yeah.
He has specially crafted a net to like drop on top of her. It's like open on the bottom and conical. It doesn't look effective.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But like Cody runs back to the shore, and then he goes to talk to Sam on the beach, and they kiss, and he's like looking out into the ocean, and then his mom shows up swimming, and Sam's like, oh, she's beautiful. Which
your
she's
mom's
right.
So hot.
She's so hot. And she's she's a lovely underwater actress, by the way.
Oh yeah, she's great. And everybody wants a hot mom. Everybody also wants a hot mermaid mom.
Yeah. But they're like standing there looking at his mom, and then he suddenly just doubles over in pain.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, oh, He falls down and his feet turn into separate flippers.
Yes.
Yeah. One on each foot. Not one mermaid flipper. Two feet flippers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, you know, okay.
Yeah. And it's getting harder and harder for him to stay outside of water is how I took that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. Like he's got to get into the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have a lot of like explanation for any of it to give, you know? So no. It's, you know. It's fine. But he's like, I gotta get in that salty, salty juice. Let me in there.
Yeah. So they come back. They put a blanket over Cody. Or they are going to throw a blanket over Cody, but he's gone. He jumped into the ocean to go find his mom. Or no. He's gone because Big John took him.
He's using him as bait.
Yes. He's like, I know you're a merboy. I want that mermussy. I gotta get your mom.
I want that mermussy. I'm gonna be rich when I finally have a stuffed mermussy.
Oh, Lord. Anyway,
this is a good movie.
It is. So he's got Cody out on the boat, swimming around in the boat. He's trying to get his mom to pop up. And Jess is like, Dad, hey, what the fuck are you doing with my friend? And John is just manic. He's like, don't worry about it. I'm going to find a mermaid. Mm-hmm. And she shows up. She's like swimming towards them. And Cody's like, no, Mom, it's a trap.
He says it in slow-mo.
Yeah, he really does. Because the fishnet gets dropped on her. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
And Jess is like, no, this is immoral. So he grabs a knife and he jumps over the edge. He jumps over the edge to seemingly cut the fishnet and let her out. Sure. Mm-hmm. They stare at each other underwater for a minute. They have a nice moment. I like to think that they're communicating telepathically because she does not speak.
No, the whole she time. Does not. She doesn't speak movie. A word.
No, not a sound. But Jess does cut her out, I guess. I think so. The dad like pulls up the net and it's empty. And he's like, wow, son, what have you done? But then the boat breaks and the net falls back under and wraps around Jess's foot and he's dragged under to the depths.
Yeah. Well, and this whole time, Jess has been like learning to swim with Cody, and that's part of how they've been building their friendship. So it's like, oh, you see, this is the physical representation of their friendship. It's him being able to swim and like help Cody. And now Cody has got to go help him.
Yeah, again. He's like, I was so brave. I swam. Look at me. This is easy. And then he gets pulled under and to die.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. So he dies. Cody,
yeah, basically. Cody jumps in and brings him back up to the shore. And they're like trying to do some CPR on him. And it is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody's like, don't worry, guys. I have an idea. And he shocks the shit out of him.
Yeah. You know, like the little, you know, the machine they have in schools, the paddles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got his little webby paddles on his fingers.
Yeah. He shocks him like 4 times a lot. He shocks him a lot.
Sure. Till it works.
And he comes back to life. And Yay. He's like, they make a joke about how Sam was doing CPR on him. He's like, was your girlfriend just kissing me?
Gross.
Yeah, weird.
But they're children, so it's fine.
Yeah, but his mom pops back up and everyone's just kind of looking at her and looking at Cody. And everyone's like, we know it has to be done. Cody has to go live in the ocean for an undetermined amount of time.
It sounded like it was just for the summer.
Yeah, because he was like, don't worry, my mermaid mom telepathically told me she'll have me back by the school year again.
Wild.
But was that a joke or?
I have no idea.
How does she know what a school year is?
Also, how can he like live on land?
Yeah. Oh, this is what the synopsis says. She came to an agreement with the mermaid who telepathically promised to let him back before school starts. Oh, we are so right. We have Great. Inferred correctly.
Hooray. I'm so glad.
Yeah. So everyone's like, cool. Goodbye, Cody, I guess. It's very heartfelt. And yeah. he just yeets himself into the ocean. And he goes through a Sailor Moon transformation. And he like touches his mom's hand, I think, again. And then yeah. he jumps out of the water and we get a full tail shot.
Woo! Hooray. I was like, if I don't get full tail by the end of this movie, I'm going to be so mad.
I know. And they did. They gave it to us.
Yay. Wow. What a treat.
Yeah. And that's the end. He waves goodbye and he swims off with his mom.
He's basically going to ocean camp for the summer. So,
yeah,
it's fine. But his adopted, like, I liked the whole adopted parents thing. I thought it was fine, you know, it was nice.
Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, they liked him. They were good parents. And they were like, I gotta respect your birth mom. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they were cool.
Man, what would you rate this movie just as a movie out of 5?
See, my nostalgia weighs so heavily for me.
I think that's valid.
So I gotta give it at least a 3 out of 5.
If you want to go higher, you can. There's no rules. There's
no that's rules true. Here. This is our podcast. I'll give it a 3.5.
Great. 3.5.
Because I love it, but the acting is so bad.
since I didn't have any fond childhood memories to like hold on to me, I gotta give it a 2.
That's fair.
But boy, was it very! It was so much more fun to watch it with you than by myself, because like right. the first time I watched it by myself, my brain was just like, nope, I am checked out. I cannot watch this. But watching it with you was a lot better.
Of course. Because we can make fun of it.
Oh, it was so good. And then for the mermaid scale, I don't know. How many mermaid scales would you give it out of 10? Because like, I don't know. It wasn't like super mermaid heavy.
Right.
It's more like mermaid illusions.
Yeah. It's hard for me because, as we have seen in the past, my mermaid scale is very strict and it is time based. How yes. long are the characters mermaids? And this ranks fairly low on that scale. However, the mermaid stuff that we get is very good mermaid stuff.
I would agree. I would agree. It's good mermaid.
Like, the
mermaid.
Mom is great. There's lots of, like, tail flips. So oh, yeah. many tail flips, which is, like, one of my favorite things.
It's one of the best parts.
Yeah. So, and, like, we get the arm fins, which is fun. I want to give it higher, but I'm going to go 4 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Stern but fair.
Yeah. Because there's just not that much. We get the scenes in the beginning and the scenes at the end. But the whole middle, he's not a mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I don't know. I don't know if it counts as, like, the mermaid symptoms are fun. But it doesn't do that much for me in terms of mermaid scale. My mermaid scale is really just vibes. I might just do a 4 too, because like the end and the beginning were very strong.
Yeah.
I feel good about that. 4 out of 10 mermaid scales.
Those 4 scales, they're good scales.
Yes. Yeah, they're good scales.
But we want more.
I liked when the baby was underwater.
Yes.
Because it so clearly went from underwater footage, sound stage with a baby that's blue, back underwater, that's a fake baby.
Well, you can't film a baby underwater.
Why not?
It's mostly irresponsible.
They were just in a watery womb for 9 months. I think sure. I think they should be used to it.
Yeah, get over it, babies.
Ah, that's so funny. Well, I think that just about wraps up the 13th year. They never made any sequels, did they?
You know, I don't think they did, which is a shame.
I think it would be fun. Like, you see him come back and he's all like, yeah, here's my fish friends.
Right. Like, I'm sure it would be horrible, but I want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm hoping they remake it.
That would be fun. I could see it doing really well with, like, the new Disney style that's been going on.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be good. All right. For the next episode.
Oh, I have one more thing I want to say about the movie.
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
Just fun fact. I just want everyone to know that the main character, Cody Griffin, his actor's name is Chez Starbuck. That is the actor's name.
That's such a weird name. I love
it. So weird. Like, that's got to be his stage name, right? Like, that's wild.
It has to be. Starbuck? Like, no.
Chez Starbuck?
Chez.
Chez.
Oh, man. Did he do anything else after this? Because if he was like a kid actor and he got to pick his like alias, that would make sense, you know?
And nobody guided him, that would make more sense. He was in a movie called Timeshare in the year 2000.
Never heard of it.
That's the most recent thing.
Interesting.
Undressed in 1999 and the 13th year.
Wow, yeah. So he just did a couple things and...
Yep, and then he got out.
Yeah, unless he changed his name away from just Starbuck.
And assumed a new identity.
Yeah.
As he should.
And he's acting under a different alias now.
Keep an eye out, friends.
Oh, that would be so funny. Oh, boy. So, for our ocean fact, the ocean is home to 94% of all life on Earth. So I'm sure there's plenty of other fish friends that he can make on his summer away. And the ocean has the longest mountain chain. It's the mid-ocean ridge, and it's got the longest stretch of like a mountain, you know, system in the world. So I bet there's like, that's where I would put a mermaid city, you know?
Yes.
Right? Different elevation. Yeah. You got little hidey holes. I think it'd work great.
Absolutely. 94% of life is underwater. You can't tell me there's not mermaids down there.
There's got to be. There's something down there.
I mean, we're here. We're the Siren Sisters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we actually know that there's mermaids because we are them.
It's us.
Wee! All right. So next time we're going to recap and review The Shape of Water. Partially because I said so, and other partially is because when we saw it for the first time in theaters, it was around this time of year. Like, it was wintery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great. And I just want, I want to relive that because I miss you.
I miss you.
And the holidays are right around the corner. Are there any other Christmas mermaid media that we should be aware of? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us everywhere, basically.
Yeah, we'll let you know somehow how to find us.
Yeah, there's stuff in the description. You know, if you listen to podcasts, you know how this works. I'm not going to...
Yeah, you get it.
I'm not going to, you know, degrade your intelligence or whatever.
We don't need to teach you to swim like babies. You no. get it.
Or like Jess. Little baby yeah. Jess.
Baby Jess.
He's wearing the three inner tubes and water wings.
Oh, hey, I good. Was like that for a time.
Oh, so oh
fun fact. I was on the swim team for a year.
Nice.
Related to this movie about swim teams.
Man, if only you and Cody were on the same swim team. You never know.
I would have beat his ass.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to fall in love, but.
Oh.
That's where I was going with it. Okay. Well, it's time for us to dive back into the ocean. I've been Audrey.
I'm Ash.
Bye.
Bye.
Splash.